ओम नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरंजनं नित्यमनंतरूपं भक्तानुकंपाद विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः तस्य कर्तारमपि मां विद्यकर्तारमव्ययम्। न मां कर्माणि लिम्पन्ते न मे कर्मफले स्पृहा इति मां योऽभिजानाति कर्मभिर्न सपद्यते। एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वैरपि मुमुक्षुभिः कुरु कर्मैव तस्मात् त्वं पूर्वैः पूर्वतरं कृतम्। Arjuna wanted to escape from his duty. He wanted to run away from the battlefield, thinking that this unwanted action called killing his own kith and kin, his own teachers, his own relatives, as an unwanted action. So he wanted to renounce all the actions and he wanted to take part sannyasa. Escape is sannyasa he wants to have. Therefore, Bhagavan has to convince him that there is no solution in escapism. You have to go through the situations of life in a proper way. And freedom from actions is possible only when a person becomes a wise man. And action does not affect the wise man. The sheer wisdom keeps him or gives him the freedom in spite of actions, not in the absence of actions. So this is the teaching Bhagavan wanted to give. Therefore he quotes himself as an example. Even though I am involved in so many great actions and grand actions, still I am not affected by actions and the results of the actions. He says, Chaturvanyam maya srishtam. I could create the entire creation and still without any problem I can exist because I have the wisdom. Tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. I have the wisdom that I am immutable consciousness, I am all pervading consciousness. All actions happen at the level of body mind complex. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phales duha. No action affects me because actions are at the anatma level, at ahankara level, and I don't have any desire for any type of result also because I know that I am already a purnaha, a fulfilled one. Iti maam yaha abhijanati saha api karmabhir na bhajyate. Bhagavan says, one who knows this truth of my nature, he will come to know that truth of his nature. Therefore he will not be subjected to bondage which is always in the form of action and the results of action. There are many situations in our life that we are forced to do some sort of action which we don't like, and we are not able to do some sort of action which we like. So that is the bondage at the level of action. And there are some results which we don't get which we like, and some results we don't want, we get automatically without our initiation, it comes to us. That is bondage at the level of results of the action. Bhagavan says, if a person has this wisdom that all actions happen at the body-mind level, not at the reality level, the sheer wisdom gives him freedom from all actions and the results of the actions. When Bhagwan gave the solution, Arjuna may have a doubt that is it possible for me to gain this knowledge in this very life. So therefore Bhagwan says, evam yatva kritam karma purvai rapi mukshubihi kuru karma iva tasmatvam purvai purva tarang kritam. This is not a new thing that I am teaching to you. So many people in your own clan, in your own kula, purvaihi means what? Ancestors. Your own ancestors have gained this knowledge, and after gaining this knowledge, they perform their duties staying in the world, and before gaining this knowledge, for the sake of purity of mind, they are performing their duties. There is no purpose in escaping from the duties of life. If you are ajnani, yadi ajnani, chitta shuddhyartham karma kuru, yadi jnani, loka sangrahartham karma kuru. If you claim yourself that as an ignorant person, if you feel that you are in bondage, for the sake of purity of mind, you do your duties. The purity of mind will lead you to knowledge, wisdom. It will bring guru to you, it will bring shastra to you, and naturally you will gain that wisdom. Therefore, if you are ajnani, if you are ignorant, for the sake of purity of mind, you do your duty. And if you claim that I am already jnani, there is nothing called duty for me, then also you do your duties, because it will help the society. It will help the society. And being jnani, you are not going to be affected by doing. Therefore, why should you prefer not doing? You may not need that result of the action, but somebody may be in need of that result. So therefore, since you are not going to be bounded by either doing or not doing, do it. That's what Bhagavan's teaching. And he says, this is not a new teaching. Your forefathers have practiced that teaching. It is a living teaching which is in your own clan. Therefore, Arjuna, have shraddha in this knowledge. Have confidence in you. Don't be diffident. Don't think that spiritual life is only for some selected few people, dropped out people. You are also eligible for all those things. Spiritual life is for entire humanity. Wherever he is, he can start his spiritual life. So have confidence in you, have confidence in me, the teacher. I am the teacher of the entire world. I am the Jagat Guru who have confidence in my words. Having confidence in Bhagavan's words means what? Having confidence in Shastric teaching. So have Shraddha in Shastra Pramanam, have Shraddha in this teaching, and have self-confidence. When these three things, Shraddha, confidence in oneself, confidence in the relevance of this teaching, and third one is confidence in the source of teaching, Shastra Pramanam. So when these things happen, there is no other way than getting knowledge and freedom. So Bhagavan is going to explain more and more, because this is the one topic runs through the entire Gita. Actually, with the third chapter itself, Gita is over. So he started glorifying that teaching in the beginning of the fourth chapter, while glorifying that this knowledge only I have given in the Vedas to Surya Devata, like that. Then suddenly one question was asked by Arjuna, how can you teach Surya Bhagavan? Then Bhagavan Krishna has to explain that he is avatara of the same Vishnu. Then at the end of the explanation of his avatara vada, Bhagavan says, even in this avatara also I am doing lots of actions. He says, Arjuna, you never saw me as a morose, depressed person. You don't come across Krishna as a morose or a depressed person. You read Bhagavatam, full of enthusiasm, full of challenges, full of what you call varieties of actions. At a particular time, he will be doing 3-4 actions. He will be playing with Rukmini Devi. Suddenly he will hear Draupadi's words, "Hey Krishna, please save me." So he will send the sari path. Like that, so many things he will be doing at any particular moment. Never he was depressed. So why this ever enthusiasm exists in me? Because of this wisdom. So Bhagavan, again he explains the necessity of wisdom while going through the life, while performing all the actions, how a person can be free from all types of turmoil, anxiety, fears, just by association with this knowledge. So Bhagavan continues. Kim karma kimakarmeti kavayopyatra mohita tatte karma pravakshyami yajnatva mokshate shubhat. I will teach you, Arjuna, what is action, what is inaction. Bhagavan says, kim karma, kim akarma iti te pravakshyami. I will teach you what is the nature of action, what is the nature of inaction. So we may ask, what is there to learn? Everybody knows action means doing something, correct? Everybody knows action means doing something physically or mentally. Inaction means doing nothing, correct? Everybody knows. So what is there to teach or what is there to learn? Bhagavan says, no, these two words are very, very difficult words. They are not simple words as you think. Atra kavayaha api mohita. It's a grand statement. With regard to this nature of karma and akarma, with the nature of action and inaction, even scholars and philosophers are confused. Confusion at all levels exists with regard to what is the nature of action and inaction. Generally we see, suppose you ask what you are doing. If he has a profession, he says, I am going to office, or I am a farmer, I am a housewife, like that, na? Everybody says their own designation, their own profession, if they do. Suppose a person sitting quietly, without doing any action, and without any profession also, you ask him what you are doing, I am sitting quietly. Correct? That means what? Action is equal to doing something, inaction is equal to, or actionlessness equal to doing nothing. This much only our understanding. Bhagavan says, this cannot be a proper understanding. And this understanding the nature of action and inaction, with regard to this, even kavayaha means what? Scholars and philosophers are confused. Confusion exists at various levels. At the level of ordinary mind, at the level of ordinary person, karma, action is equal to certain duty. Action is equal to certain duty, and that duty happened to be a drudgery one. Correct? A duty happened to be a drudgery one. That is why husband is bored going to office. So he waits for weekends. Wife also is bored cooking, daily cooking. Okay, Sunday no cooking. That culture is now coming to the cities, Bangalore. Sunday means no cooking. Everybody will eat in hotel. That means what? That day they are free. Actionlessness, freedom from action. So they are very happy. But in that process, they do lot of action. If they cook in the home, minimum small actions. When they eat in the hotel, what happens? Varieties of action. First, you have to take care of your journey. You have to reach that place and lot of traffic. In that traffic, lot of people you have to manage. Traffic means you have to manage lot of people. In the traffic you get angry, anxiety, whether you will reach that program or not, just eating along with some other entertainment program, lots of actions, 2 days weekend out if you go, and what happens, you come with tired, doing lot of action. But what you say, I was free, holiday. So this idea that karma is equal to certain duty, that akarma is equal to absence of that certain duty, makes life seeking for holiday. Normal world, everyone seeks for holiday. Husband seeks for a weekend, wife seeks for freedom from cooking if she is a housewife, and children also are waiting for exam leaves. After exam you see, fuck, no homework. That means what? According to him, doing homework is equal to action. Freedom from that doing homework is equal to freedom from that action. So therefore, everyone looks for avoiding or postponing. Even while engaging in that duty, certain duties, we have granted certain duties as actions. And even while we engage, suppose a person is there who has to deal with so many correspondence and letters, he goes on postponing reply. Or he asks extra thing for doing that. A government official is there, he has to deal with that letter, he has to deal with that particular thing. It is his duty, but it is boring for him, non-rewarding. Salary is not the countable one. So salary is non-rewarding. So he says, put me paperweight. Paperweight means what? Paperweight means bribe. So put me extra paperweight, then only I will do. It is his duty. Since he has considered it as a duty and action, so he tries to postpone, demand extra reward.
That's why even children, you can see, mother, if you complete your homework, I will give you 5-star chocolate, extra reward.
So the confusion is there. This is at the ordinary level. At the religious level, certain actions are branded as religious actions. Certain actions are not so. Going to temple, doing some archana, doing japa, doing bhajana, these are all what? Religious or spiritual actions. All other actions are what? All other actions are secular actions. Therefore, Monday to Saturday, this fellow does all types of akramas. He has secular action. He tells a lie, he cheats others, he takes bribe, cutthroat, so many things he does. But Sunday he goes there, it is religious action. Action is same. In any action, body and mind is involved. Both are involved. But he segregates certain type of action as religious and spiritual action, and certain type of action as secular action. So therefore, there is a dichotomy. There is a double life. He leads a double life. Monday to Saturday, he is a secular man. Sunday, he becomes a religious man. In one religion. In another religion, he accepts Friday. Friday, he is a religious man. And that too, some religions say, you do all these things to someone, it is not wrong at all. Suppose, plundering somebody's wealth is wrong. All religions say, plundering somebody's property is wrong. But there are some religion which say, plundering so-and-so property is not wrong. Who is that so-and-so? Who doesn't believe in your religion? You can plunder. You can destroy his temple. You can plunder his wealth. You can kill him. No wrong. So confusion at the level of what is proper action, what is improper action. Then try to escape from all types of akramas. So he does certain actions, akramas. Then he goes to temple or charity or mosque. Then he says, I have done, O Lord, please forgive me. That also a particular action. So he does all charities and social service and other things. Social service and charities are religious actions. You can see that. So in that way, at the religious level, at philosophical level if you come, still worst. At the philosophical level, action is equal to using sense organs. Correct? Action means what? Using body-mind complex. That means using the sense organs. Body is nothing but a sense organ. Jnana indriyas are there, karma indriya is there. So using the sense organs and mind is equal to action, according to him. So according to every individual, the idea of action and actionlessness is differing. That's what Bhagavan wants to tell them. Every individual understands what is the meaning of action, what is the meaning of proper action, what is the meaning of improper action, what is the meaning of actionlessness or inaction. Every individual understands in his own way, and that all understandings happen to be a confusion, and including the philosopher's understanding. There are some philosophers who say, action is equal to using your sense organ. Inaction is equal to not using sense organ and mind. That is, physically you should be free from all activities. That means what? Freedom is equal to physically freedom from all types of activities. Naishkarmya siddhi, they call it. Naishkarmya siddhi means what? Nishkarma. Nishkarma means what? Nirgata karma. So there is no action at all. So what they say, if you live in the society, then only you have to do lot of action. So you go to forest. You go to forest. And there also, if you are in forest moving here and there, then lot of actions will be there. So shut yourself in cage. So all the physical actions are stopped. Sense organs are not used at all. Then minimize your all the mental thoughts also. Don't see. Seeing also is an action. So don't see. Therefore close your eyes. Sit in meditation. Sit in meditation. Then even after sitting in meditation also, lots of thoughts are coming. So that also is action, mental action. Then what to do? Try to reduce. Go for samadhi. Try to practice samadhi. In samadhi, you will get what? Nirvikalpa state. That's called nirvikalpa samadhi. So sit in meditation, initially confined to only mental action.
then go beyond the mental actions also in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then what will happen after Nirvikalpa Samadhi? He says, after 21 days you will die. So freedom. He says, after Nirvikalpa Samadhi, 21 days afterwards you will die. So before entering the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you have reduced all your actions, slowly reduced and made nil. Then after making nil, completely you did not come back again. Come back means again power will come. Power means what? Actions will come. So you will go back there itself. This is called moksha. Very funny idea it is. Jnani does not come back from Nirvikalpa Samadhi. That is the confusion at the philosopher's level. Before entering into Samadhi, you are ignorant, therefore subject to lots of actions. And in Samadhi, you gain knowledge, and therefore you have freedom from action. Then after Samadhi also, you are not going to come back to the society. Staying in that same state 21 days, same state, you will die. Very funny idea. If you take that meaning as Naishkarmya Siddhi, as freedom from action, then what is the conclusion, you know? Whoever teaches in the world are who? Ignorant. Correct? Because he speaks, he acts, he performs varieties of actions. So they ask even, does he talk? If he says yes, therefore he is not jnani. Does he speak? Yes. So therefore he is not jnani. So jnani means what? Mauni Baba. You have to be Mauni Baba. There are so many Mauni Babas. They have this idea. If I talk, I will be in trouble. Therefore I will shut my mouth. If I think, I will have trouble. Therefore, I will shut my mind. The shutting mind is called Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then after shutting, I will not come back at all. I will die. If you take this as a meaning of freedom, who will come to moksha, you tell? Who will say, hey, after 21 days, if I have to die, okay, I will select that 21 day after 50 years. I am not in hurry. Correct? I am not in hurry. And whoever talks here, whoever teaches, whether he is Krishna or Shankaracharya, Vyasacharya or Gaudapadacharya or Shukacharya, Sri Ramakrishna or even Vivekananda, all are what? They are talking, na? Ignorant. So in the world, there is no possibility of Guru Parampara at all. The teacher is ignorant because he is talking. He is not in Samadhi. So the teacher is ignorant. He did not die after 21 days, he has come back again. So after coming back means failure. After Samadhi, if he comes back, it's a failure of Samadhi. Samadhi Bhanga, they call it. So Samadhi Bhanga happens, so he comes back. So therefore, his knowledge is not steady. Therefore, it is disturbed, so he has come back. So whoever teaches will be, who? Ajnani. So, varieties of confusion exist. Just with regard to the understanding, what is action, what is actionlessness. Bhagavan says, based on this confusion, Arjuna, international organizations are running. If a person considers certain actions as good action, religious action, certain as secular action, he wanted to do some prayaschitta. Prayaschitta means what? Some sort of coming back. He has done some akrama, so how to nullify it? So do some charity also. Based on the confusion, donation comes. Based on the donation, international organizations are running, charitable organizations are running, and religious orders are surviving. Tourism center is surviving. If I consider all the actions, correct? All the actions as the proper one, where is the question of dividing actions as certain action and freedom from that action is equal to holiday? Yes, weekend holiday means what? Because of that notion, tourism centers, tourism sector is flourishing. Even spiritual seekers are in eternal spiritual tour. So he says, I have studied the Shastra, I have understood what is Brahman, I have understood what is Atma, but still I have not got the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So Nirvikalpa Samadhi only, there will be knowledge. So he has that idea. So I am not free from action. Still I talk, still I sit, still I eat. So based on this confusion, varieties of things are going on. Therefore, tatte karma akarma cha pravakshyami tasmat. That means tasmat, I shall teach you what is karma and akarma. What is the benefit of knowing this? Bhagavan says, yajnatva mokshase ashubha. It's not an ordinary wisdom. By knowing this, by having this wisdom, yajnatva, by knowing which, you will get freedom from ashubha. Ashubha means amangala. Amangala means samsara or sorrow. Entire sorrow, you will be free from entire sorrow. Then question comes, just by knowing what is action, what is inaction, will I be free? Should I not do something? Should I not restrain from doing something? Just by knowledge I will get freedom? Bhagavan says, yes, just by knowing you will be free. That is the greatness of this knowledge. That is the secret of this knowledge. I will teach you. Bhagavan says, karmanokhyapi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, akarmanascha bodhavyam, gahana karmano gatihi. He continues the same introduction. This is a method of teaching. Before teaching something, if it is an important teaching, to get the attention of the student, you have to tell like this, there are problems are there. By knowing this, you will get benefit. Like that technique of getting the attention of the student. Bhagavan says, karmanaha api bodhavyam asti. There is a necessity that you should know what exactly is the meaning of the word called karma or action. Akarmanaha cha bodhavyam asti. You should know what is the nature of actionlessness or inaction. Vikarmana cha bodhavyam asti. You should know what is the meaning of wrong action. What is the meaning of wrong action? Vikarma means viparita karma, nishiddha karma. There are certain actions which are prohibited, universally prohibited actions are there. Group wise, society wise prohibited actions are there. Age wise prohibited actions are there. If I don't know that age wise prohibited action, that's what now modern all youth at the student level, certain actions are prohibited. He should not go for drinking. As a student, he should not go for drinking. But he goes for drinking. He go to any pub. Recently one police officer came. Swamiji, 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock, he visit any pub, any cinema theater, only college students are there. He told. We went so many places, right? And we found everywhere, 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock, only college students. I asked, oh, okay, college students mean their friends and... No, only pair, couple only. That means what? They are not able to understand what is prohibited for their lifestyle, student lifestyle, what is prohibited, they don't know. So they go for all prohibited actions like drinking, drug addiction, and recently it has come one thing, dating. Initially I understood some other general meaning. Afterwards I came to know it has very terrible meaning. Dating means something wrong, very wrong. So all these are all, why they do? Because they don't know importance of proper action and improper action. Therefore, without understanding what are all wrong action, what is proper action, they are committing lot of sins. Sins means what? Errors. They are caught in the whirlpool of series of errors. Morning to night, no time for any introspection. Whether it's a student or a family person, there is no time for any type of self-introspection. There is no time for studies, no time for prayer. So they are caught in the series of actions. Even if they want to come out after some time, knowing the problem, even if they want to come out, they are already lost themselves in that particular wrong action. They are lost, they are not able to do, they are addicted. It is like our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, action, whether it is proper or improper, getting hold of the action is equal to getting hold of the tiger's tail. A fellow was going through the forest road, suddenly there appeared a tiger. So how to escape from tiger? His inner mind told, so tiger can never reach its tail. Tiger's teeth will never reach its tail. So if I catch hold of the tail, so tiger cannot eat me. Tiger cannot crush me. So he somehow managed to catch hold of tail. So tiger is running, this fellow also running. So tiger never able to catch him. But the problem is, tiger can run 2 hours also, but this fellow cannot run even 20 minutes. So now he wanted to give up the tail. Because if he catch hold of the tail, he also has to run, but he is not able to run. So he wants to leave. But if he leaves the tail, what happens? Tiger will kill him. So whether to leave or not to leave. Similarly, there are certain actions in our life. You catch hold of that action, gone. Entire life is gone. And you catch hold of either with ignorance or casually. There are some people casually go for certain drug addiction. So friends might have introduced, hey, come. These are all normal, come. If you don't have, you are abnormal, therefore you come. So they give that particular habit, drinking habit, gone. Daily 150 rupees from your packet is going out. For you alone. Suppose anybody is dying, another 150 rupees is going out. Calculate, in a month 4,500 rupees. In a year, 60,000 rupees or 55,000 rupees. So you can do lots of charity with that amount. Just because you are addicted casually for the small habit, you are gone. Similarly, smokers, daily 20 rupees, 30 rupees, 1000 rupees per month, 12,000. You can educate 12 children. Full education, you can do it. In that way, they are caught hold of certain actions and they are not able to come away. And the life happened to be a life of thermometer. What is a thermometer, you know? It's an instrument which shows what is the temperature. So as even temperature goes up, the mercury also will go up. If temperature comes down, mercury will come down. So the thermometer is governed by the external temperature. Similarly, this fellow happiness also will go up when temperature is nice. External world governs his life. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, you are so far like a thermometer. Do you want to be like a thermostat? Thermostat, another instrument is there. It controls the external world. In fridge you can see. There is a instrument called thermostat. Do you want to live a thermometer life or do you want to live a thermostat life? Thermometer life means you are controlled by the external situation. Thermostat life means you can control the external situation. You will be the master of external situation. Therefore, Arjuna, knowing this, what is right and what is wrong, what is action and what is actionlessness, is not that much easy. Gahana karmano gatihi. And this knowledge will not happen automatically. Beard will come automatically. Mustache will come automatically, your weight will increase automatically, but this knowledge will not come automatically. You have to struggle. He means yasmat gahana karmano gatihi. The nature of action and inaction is very subtle, difficult to understand. Gahana means durgneya, very subtle, difficult to understand. Gatihi means swarupam, nature. Without the help of guru and shastram, Guru Shastra Upatesham Vina Gahana Karmano Gatihi. Very, very difficult to know. And this wisdom is there available with only few people. Who are those few people? Bhagavan continues. Karmanya karmaya pashyeda karmanita karmaya ha sa buddhiman manusheshu sa yukta krishna karmakrit. This shloka is one of the important shloka of entire Gita, entire Vedanta. This is the Ganti shloka, they call it. Ganta Ganti, a naughty shloka. Naughty shloka means in both ways. It is not. Not means what? You tie something, na? It is a tying shloka and it is a naughty shloka also. If you read directly, Bhagavan says, one who sees actions in inaction and one who sees inaction in action, he is wise man. What do you understand? One who sees action in inaction and one who sees inaction in action, he is wise man. For example, somebody is walking. You see him as sitting. And somebody is sitting, you see him walking. You are wise. Can you agree? Can you accept this? The general meaning of this shloka is this much only. Karmani akarmaha yaha pashye. Akarmani karma yaha pashye saha buddhima. Bhagavan should say, if a person sees as walking, then he is sitting. Someone is sitting, you are seeing as walking. Someone is walking and you say, hey, he is sitting. The person should be branded as madman or having some problem with perception, correct? But Bhagavan says, saha buddhiman. Therefore, this shloka can never be understood by simple translation. Therefore, it is called Sutra Shlokaha or Grantha Granthi Shlokaha. It is in the paradoxical language, controversial or contradicting language. So it is very, very important shloka for which Shankaracharya writes a long commentary. When we study, this commentary took us for 13 hours explanation. How many hours? 13 hours explanation for this one shloka, and that too for one word, karmani akarmaha yaha pashyet. 13 hours explanation. So very deep meaning is there. So we have to see and understand this shloka only. Bhagavan says, your freedom exists. If you understand this shloka, the meaning of this shloka, and if you make that meaning as fact in your life, you are free man. Like this, one more shloka was there in second chapter. Yanisha sarva bhutana tasyam jagrati sayami yasyam jagrati bhutani tanisha pashito mune. Wise man is awake when entire world is asleep. Wise man is sleeping when entire world is awake. What do you understand? Wise man is awake when entire world is sleeping. And entire world can never go to sleep, because when night is there in India, in America it is something day. So entire world will never go to sleep. So what we understand? In second chapter, 69th shloka we saw. Similarly, this also is a paradoxical shloka. Based on this shloka only, the very chapter is named Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogaha. Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yogaha. Jnanena Karma Sanyasaha is taught in this shloka. Without Shankara Bhashyam or commentators, it is very difficult for us to understand. To understand the hidden meaning of this apparently contradicting statement, we have to go back to our previous chapter, second chapter. In the second chapter, from the shloka number 11 onwards up to 25, Bhagavan was teaching the nature of Atma and Anatma. I hope you may remember, so many months over. So there we saw six main differences between Atma and Anatma. Atma means what? Consciousness. Atma means consciousness. Anatma means body-mind complex. Atma is called Aham. Anatma is called Ahankaraha. Anatma, the body, cannot exist without the presence of consciousness. So Anatma Anityaha, Atma Nityaha, different. Atma Satyaha, Anatma. Anatma means body mind. Body mind complex is Nitya, temporary. Atma Sarvagataha, Anatma limited. Atma is all pervasive like space. Body mind complex is limited, 5 feet, 6 inches, 6 feet, having limited space and limited lifetime. And Atma Nirvikaraha, never changing one. Body mind complex is Shatvikara Sahitaha. It goes through Jayate, Asti, Vartate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. All the six modifications go through. And Atma Asangaha, never attached to anything like space. Body mind complex is Sasangaha. It says he is my husband, she is my wife, they are my children, like that. Sasangaha, all this sangha is possible. And the last one is atma akarta abhokta. He is the non-doer, therefore non-experiencer, whereas body mind complex is karta and bhokta. Because of these Vedantic ideas only, this Gita Shastram is called Moksha Shastram. So we have to put up whenever these Upanishadic ideas come. These are all Upanishadic ideas. So whenever Upanishad idea comes, the idea is always revealed through contradictory terminologies. Contradictory terminologies, therefore it needs our deep thinking and perseverance. So you have to put up again another one class. I don't think this class will finish this. When Krishna Bhagavan talks about avataravada, it looks very easy because it goes inside our ears and it goes to the mind. Suddenly Bhagavan talks about atma anatma. What to do? Karmanya karmaya pashye dakarmanicha karmaya haveni talk. So we have to give certain attention to these ideas. The last difference we have seen was atma is a non-doer, akarta. He is not doing any action. Body mind is doing all action. In the presence of consciousness, this body and mind does all actions. This particular idea of akartrutvam of atma is talked about in this shloka. And Bhagavan wanted to say by this shloka, you the atma ever free from all actions. You are ever free. You are Nitya Muktaha. Arjuna, you the Atma, you are Nitya Muktaha. You the Anatma, body mind complex, never free from actions. From the aspect of body mind complex, you can never try to become free from actions. From the aspect of consciousness, you need not struggle to free because you are already free. And every individual has a choice to identify himself with any particular aspect. He can identify himself with Atma, then he can say, I am Atma, therefore I am Akarta, therefore I am free, I am Nitya Muktaha, free from all actions. Or, as general people say, I am the body mind complex. They don't say I am body mind complex, but they say I am so and so. Whenever they say I am so and so, then not so and so, having so and so name, having so and so gender. What they mean? They mean their body and mind only. You can claim yourself as anatma, body mind complex, and naturally you will claim yourself as doer. I did action, I performed that action. How hard work I did, you know, you tell. Then naturally the result also you will have. So you will have bondage. Ignorant man claims himself as body mind complex ahankara, therefore he is never free from samsara. He is a nitya samsari. The teaching is like that. Intrinsically you are the all pervading consciousness. If you don't know this truth, you are ignorant, ajnani. Because of ajnana, you identify yourself with body and mind. You identify yourself with body and mind, so dehavimana comes. Then when you look up your body and mind, you see lots of things you are missing. Your mind says, you are not fair, you are black, you are not that much height, your girlfriend doesn't like that, so many lists it gives, agenda. So dehavimana, parichinnatvam. Parichinnatvam means what? Limitations, varieties of limitations. At physical level, at emotional level, at intellectual level, varieties of limitations. So in order to fill those limitations, you want to have desires. So you decide to do something. Suppose somebody says, friend says, you don't look nice. So immediately you purchase what? In those days they used to sell that pond something, face cream. You purchase face cream because you want to become a fair person, therefore by becoming fair person you want to become a lovable person, therefore you purchase fair and lovely cream. Whether you become fair and lovely or not, You think that you will become fair and lovely, therefore you purchase that particular cream. Why? Because you have understood yourself as not fair and not lovely. Because you understood yourself as body, mind, complex, then you see that yourself as not fair and not lovely. So, Vedanta's teaching is Ajnana Deha Abhimanam, Deha Abhimana Parichinnatvam, Parichinnatvat Kamaha, Kamat Kartrutvam, Kartrutvat Karma. Any action goes through all these stages. Now you understand? What is the meaning of action? Action, simply we do something, na? Behind that, so many things are there. So many stages crosses, then only action comes through expression. So, whether you are doing action or not, as long as you are ajnani, you have action. Potentially or in an expressed way. That's what Bhagavan wants to say. As long as the mind is ignorant, the person is subject to action. What is our understanding? As long as the person is doing something, he is active. When he stops doing something, he is inactive. Correct? But Bhagavan says, whether you are active or inactive, that is not the criterion. Whether you are jnani or ajnani, whether you identify yourself with atma, akartra atma, or you identify yourself with karta, dehaha, ahankara, karta. So, an ajnani can never free from action, whether he does something or not. A jnani knows the secret that atma is free from kartrutva bhava, atma is akarta, therefore there is no action at all. Because when you say, I did this action, when you say, action requires whom? Action requires a subject. Action cannot happen automatically. Action should be preceded by a subject. So unless karta is there, the subject, the doer is there is no possibility of action at all. So the action always dependent upon the existence of the karta. That karta is always dependent upon the existence of the ignorance. If ignorance is there, kartrutvam will be there, then action will be there. If knowledge is there, no kartrutvam, no action. Jnani knows this. Due to ignorance, people superimpose the action of body mind complex as their own action. So you ask anyway, hey, what you are doing? What you are doing? He will say, I am walking. Who is walking? Body is walking. He says, I am walking. When he is sitting down, he asks, hey, what you are doing? I am sitting down. Who is sitting down? Body is sitting down. So when body is active, he says, I am active. When body is inactive, he says, I am inactive. When body gets birth, he says, I am born. Swamiji, this is the 50th birthday. Whose birthday? Many, many happy returns of the day. What is the meaning of the wish, you know? What is the meaning of the wish, you know? If you say to anyone, many, many returns of the day, what is the meaning? Take varieties of janma, especially human janma, gets lot of beating. Or in this very janma itself, get every year one birthday. Birthday means comes every year, na? So live long life and get lot of beatings. So whether we wish or we give curse. So I always say, I'll never wish you have your many, many happy returns of the day. I always wish them, try to find out whether you have birthday or not. I told one person, hey, do you have birthday? What, Swamiji, you are asking? Everyone who is born will have birthday. No, you please think about this, whether you have birthday or not. He got confused and went away. So birth of the body, he considers my birth. Death of the body, he considers as his death. Action of the body, he considers as his action. Color of the body, he considers as his color. Due to ignorance, jnani knows that in akarta atma, there is no possibility of karma at all. Atma is all-pervasive. Movement is never possible for an all-pervasive entity. Can you say, hey, this place has moved, pa? Can you say? You can say, water moves, fire moves, Air moves, you can say. But can you say space moves? Similarly, you can never say, I have movement. Action means nothing but movement. So for me, the consciousness, there is no possibility of any action because there is no possibility of any movement at all. I am all pervasive entity. And the movement of body is taken as my movement because of ignorance. Shankaracharya in his commentary, he gives a beautiful example. When a person travels in a boat, the boat is traveling and he sees the tata bank. In tata, trees are there and he sees the trees are moving. You are traveling in a train. For our understanding, we are traveling in a train. So what we see? Varieties of trees are passing. We are crossing varieties of trees. So many trees are moving fastly. But who is moving? Who is moving? He says, we are moving. I am moving. Then again another question. Where you are moving? You are sitting only. Train is moving. The movement of the train is taken as your movement. You say, I am going to Delhi. Who is going to Delhi? You are not moving at all. You are sitting there. I am going to Delhi. So, the person sees the movement of the train. That movement of the train is superimposed in me. Similarly, the movement of the train superimposed in the tree. So he says trees are moving or I am moving. Similarly, Vedanta says the movement of the body and mind is superimposed. Superimposed means what? You are just putting one idea that is not there at all, but simply you are superimposing. You are imposing through your idea that the action of one thing you are imposing on another thing. So Vedanta says, try to question this superimposition. Try to question every statement, your statement. Whenever you say something, what do you mean? Please have introspection and distance yourself from the actions of the limited body and mind, and you are free from all actions. There is no other possibility of freedom because body and mind can never be inactive. Even when you are sleeping, body is active only. Correct? That's why when we get up, what happens? What happens? We have hunger. We ate nicely dinner and went to sleep. Nothing doing. But still, early morning we get up and break the fast. Therefore we call it breakfast. Where you fast to? So action happens at the body-mind level, whether in an expressed way or in potential way. You distance yourself knowing this knowledge. A jnani, through atma jnanam, he distances himself from the body-mind complex. He says, gunaha guneshu vartante naiva kinchit karomi. These ideas have come already in the second chapter, third chapter, fourth chapter. Same idea is repeated here because the idea is very, very difficult for us. Even after hearing 25 years, you hear same thing 25 years. Still you will have identity with Dehabhiman. That is the subtlety of this teaching. In second chapter, Bhagavan told to Arjuna, Hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam. Ubhautau na vijanitaha, nayam hanti na hanyate. Atma never kills anyone, never killed by anyone. Right? Atma doesn't do any action, he told. And in third chapter he told, Prakrutye kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vinudhatma kattaha miti manyate tattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayoho guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjate. Action happens at the guna and guneshu level. Ahankara vinudhatma, a confused, deluded human mind with ahankara, that means what, with ignorance. He thinks that I am doing. When body sleeps, he says, I am sleeping. I went to sleep. So he identifies the actions of the body as his own actions. He is in ignorance. And in fourth chapter also Bhagavan told, Saturvanyam Mayakrishnam Gunakarma Vibhavashaha Tasya Kartaram Abhima Vidya Kartaram. In one angle, I may appear to you as doing so many things. In another angle, in reality, I don't do any action at all. So, this Atma Anatma Jnanam was given as the criterion for freedom and slavery. So, Jnani distances himself from the actions of body-mind complex. Just by understand. Bhada it is called. Jnanene Bhadyate. So now we are attached to body-mind complex through our ideas, through our perceptions, through our convictions, through our unquestioned convictions, understanding. So that unquestioned conviction is now questioned. Is it right? Is it right? Can I have this idea? Can I say that I am body? If I say I am body, I can never say I am hungry. When I say I am body, that is a fact. I can never say I am hungry. I can never say I am angry. Anger doesn't belong to body. Hunger doesn't belong to body. Hunger belongs to pranamaya kosha. Dead body never says I am hungry. 12 hours over, simply you are all crying. Please give me something. Dead body doesn't die. Because why? Prana is not there. So I am going on contradicting my own identity. One moment I say I am body. Another moment I say I am prana. Another moment I say I am mind. I am going on contradicting my own identity, so that should be question. When the question happens, wisdom comes. If it happens with the guidance of Guru and Shastra, wisdom happens. What is that wisdom? Jnanam is that seeing actionlessness in the action superimposed on Atma. Action belongs to body mind, but that is superimposed on Atma. In that superimposed action, a jnani sees the inaction. And seeing action existing potentially in the inactive anatma. The person is sleeping, but still you have to see potential action is there. Tomorrow early morning if he gets up, whole house will be in turmoil. But now it is in potential mood. Snoring going on. Children try to wake up the father. Mother will tell, hey, still more work is there, don't wake up him. If he gets up, problem for us. That means what? Problem is potentially snoring. It is potentially available. So actions are there with body and mind, potentially are expressed there. And those actions are superimposed on Atma, the I, the self. That should be separated. That is called knowledge. With this understanding, if you look this sloka, then we will understand what is the meaning of shloka. Karmani akritra atmani adhyaropitam karmani akarmaha yaha pashet. And akarmani karma yaha pashet anatmanaha akarmani yaha karma bijam pashet. So a deep meaning is there. In the next class we have to continue this. We will see in the next class. Krishnaya vasudevaya haraye paramatmani प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.